Either low T or you have to be mentally challenged to compare decades of forever wars with thousands of American casualties to the pinpoint accuracy of what we're doing in Operation Epic Fury with no boots on the ground.
I was spooning with Cash Patel. That's a joke, Cash. You don't need to sue me, but if you want to, go ahead. Sorry, I'm cutting in on you like you're making so many good points. Just go ahead, Kyle. I'm gonna shut up.
No, this is like I've told you. This is what makes me happy is being able to lure you into these funny little rants because they're so funny. It's like what Americans are going like, yeah, that's how I feel. That's how I feel about it.
You're like, low T if you don't love this war. Grow some testicles.
It's so silly. It's frustrating because again, we had this huge opportunity. We had an opportunity to do something important. And instead what we saw is that this administration came in and just wanted to finish, like they wanted to do their version of what the other ones did.
Yeah,
do you remember that everybody exactly. under
Trump
Biden,
didn't come to
oh,
get
that's
his.
High. Look at this orca
Trump,
whale.
Trump didn't come to get his in the first administration. It's true. This time he just said, I'm joining the dark side. In fact, I'm going to be the dark side.
I suppose so. This is the ring of power is the analogy I always use. The other thing is this. Okay, so term limits was like part one of the argument, 97, Vince Flynn. So there was a moment in time. By the way, our national debt was less than $10 trillion at that point, and they were talking about how in a couple years it might be at $10 trillion. Now we're coming up on 40, so that's pretty amazing.
It's now bigger than the GDP debt service.
Right, and we've quadrupled it in my lifetime. And I'm not that old.
Sounds so like you're low T. What are you
indeed.
What are you wearing? Strait of almost closes, but that's the meat cake.
That's the Strait of Epstein in my world over here.
Yeah.
So
exactly. Yeah. Oh yeah, what's going on with Epstein cover up?
Well, it's interesting. Did you say that Trump has actually hired Paul Weiss as a firm?
They did a settlement. He's been protecting him. And now he's letting Paul Weiss attack whoever he wants. He's basically in league with him. He's taking their talking points.
Well, so do you know that Brad Karp was one of the guys who had to step down? He was the chairman of Paul Weiss, and he had to step away because of the exposures in the Epstein.
Yeah.
it's just fun when all these things end up coming back.
Let's be clear. He was the crisis.
Good.
You okay? Yeah.
I think we just punched the wrong show up real quick. There's another guest. He's coming up. New studio, a few things. It's kind of fun. It's like live TV, which it is. Didn't that Paul Weiss head guy, he was the crisis manager for major universities and groups with Epstein, right?
He was answering all these questions. I was trying to look up on it before we went live. There were emails saying that he was connected. He was Woody Allen was asking about client matters.
Yeah, no. He was a crisis manager for him.
That checks out. He was the chairman of that law firm. So he had to step away from his space in there as like the lead guy.
What a national power.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the computers. We need to go to rebroadcast for a little while, or what's going on, guys? This is a fun. That's like, it's a great new system, but no one's even talking to me. I'm not even sure if we're on air right now.
that's about right.
Hey, it's kind of fun. Like, you got other hosts like chopping in. It's a new thing. It's a beautiful world.
Anything could happen, Alex.
New studio, we're figuring out the bug. Sorry, back to Paul Weiss.
Yeah, I didn't dig deep enough into him. I just remember he was one of the names. So when you said it, I was like, wait, where have I heard Paul Weiss recently? And apparently we're not talking about all the people that have disappeared that were, that were implicated in Epstein files. I mean, for whatever it's worth, the Iran war has been very effective at getting people to talk about that. I mean, I watched Fox News talk about kamikaze dolphins the other day. And those apparently aren't real, but that doesn't stop them from doing whole segments about how exciting it would be that the Iranians are angry dolphin killers.
Only the U.S. has kamikaze mind-laying dolphins.
That's what our Secretary of War went out and confirmed.
These scumbags kill dolphins. Meanwhile, we're the world master of it.
We really are. I had friends that were in special operations at the beginning of the global war on terror that told me that they had operations where SEAL dolphins, like guys that the SEAL teams were running dolphins against Marine recon guys. And the dolphins were like breaking ribs of dudes that were on the side of a rubber inflatable boat. There's all kinds of wild stuff that we do. We like all the things that you hear them engaging in. This is like old hat. Refocusing on this problem, right? There was a problem that was given to Donald Trump.
Refocusing on low T.
The problem was real simple. It's like, hey, you got a government that's not serving the people. right? That's what people were trying to get out of. That's what they were trying to outsource. This was the problem with, this is the Marie Antoinette, the 1776. The thing, the elites have something, whether they be a Jeffrey Epstein or Epstein class, whatever you want to call them. There are also this government group, the blob, the deep state, call it what you like, that serves not us, not me, not you, not regular people that are listening to this. They serve more government and they think they know better and they think that they're not accountable when there's an election. And so theoretically, that was what we thought Donald Trump was coming in to fix. And that his claim was he was going to stop letting government serve government and get it back in the business of serving people. And how would you do that? You do mass deportations. You would try to fix the economic scenario so that people could be, you know, not so tax burdened and so on. We were going to do tariffs instead of the IRS. None of these things ends up happening. That's frustrating. We weren't going to do war. We were going to de-weaponize government, which meant that government wouldn't have predetermined outcomes like you're a bad person because you say things we don't like. So we're going to go find the crime you did. We're going to let Seb Gorka determine that Tucker Carlson is clearly a domestic terrorist. So we'll go after them. By the way, they already did this crap. They did this crap. And the current FBI, the current DOJ.
Hold on, I was about to say, we don't want to make each other's victims. You've been criminally investigated. It's been classified. Mm-hmm. So have I. I send you the latest. You send me the latest. We've already been targeted by the Democrats. Even when Trump got in, the hangover. Over and now they're saying, oh, you even said like 6 months ago, I bet they come after us next. And now he's telling us, but that discredits them so badly. What do you think that does to the base when they come after Tucker Carlson and other people? That's the one again, another Streisand effect.
There's a few people that immediately are going to be on board with it, right? I said this morning, and I think this is still true. Like, if you meditate on this, think about this. Tom Massey is one Donald Trump True Social post away from running away with victory in his primary. Literally, if Donald Trump had his account hacked and someone said, you know, Q and I decided that we're done with the PSYOP and Tom Massey actually is a patriot and he's always been on the right side. We were just playing with you guys. Go vote for Massey. He's the best. One tweet like that, one post like that, and there are literally millions of people that mindlessly would be like, yeah, that's what's up. Like they would turn on a dime and never even recognize it. But there's a ton of people that are disillusioned and said, didn't you say that these are the priorities and aren't you not living up to them? Didn't you say you were going to de-weaponize government and make the intel communities like come to heel? And instead of seeing that happen, instead of getting the accountability for the folks that they claimed, like, I don't know, didn't Kash Patel write a whole book called Government Gangsters that had a list of the people that were problematic? If you can't get them because they did something illegal, because they didn't do anything illegal, the next step up the rung would be the systems that they are working within are the actual problems.
No, you're right. Stay right there. I got a huge guest coming up, but you got other points to make. But I got a consolation prize to you. I'm sure you've heard that they're, you know, coming out with a whole new movie about the Odyssey, and that a woman is going to play Achilles, a woman that weighs like 89 pounds and is anorexic. Okay, a woman that says she's a man, and then. You have Achilles' wife is a black lady, which I think is great. But last minute, overhead shot, please. They have replaced. What happens when you replace Elliot Page, replaces Brad Pitt as Achilles? Don't worry. They've replaced Elliot Page with high testosterone war master Sebastian Gorka. Here is Sebastian Gorka, Achilles. This is it. Here's what happens when you replace Achilles with Sebastian Gorka. Here it is. Now we can joke around about that, but back to Hollywood's insanity while we talk about Trump going sideways. How would they, the woman literally weighs 89 pounds and is anorexic. They're putting an 89-pound woman in his Achilles when, you know, it should be Schwarzenegger in his prime. What do you make of this insanity call, Servant, in closing?
Well, this is the whole point that you opened up with, right? You played a couple of...
By the way,
of,
this is not a joke. Look at this on screen.
This is not
this
a joke.
This is who they're replacing it with.
Yeah, I can't remember what Paige's name was previously, but yeah. Okay, so look, this is exactly the point that I made in the opening clip that you so graciously shared. Just because we're right about this doesn't mean that we're excited about this, right? Because the alternative is that's subjectively crazy.
It's Brad a war Pitt on was masculinity, a which is a war freak. On the family. It's a war on the nuclear family.
If you go, you're not in favor of what Donald Trump is doing, therefore you're a Democrat, you're low T, you're low IQ. It's like, no. I'm in favor of what Donald Trump promised because those were objectively good ideas. The things that are currently happening are not those things. If he went back to doing the things that he said he would do, I'm on board for it because the alternative is not an option for me. But you're basically telling me like your vote doesn't matter, which is why I keep telling people I don't think we're voting our way out of it. And I think that people are starting to recognize this, too, whether it be data centers, whether it be an affordability, whether you elect a president who says I am peace. And the first thing he does after the first year is go and start a war. It tells me that we're not going to be able to do this in an easy way. You're convincing me that my vote doesn't matter. That's what they've done. And that is the worst thing you can do to a bunch of people that.
No, I agree. But in closing, you got to come back. You got to come back sooner. But are you threatened by the toxic masculinity of Elliot Page? I mean, you don't think that's like the
truly and deeply and madly.
That is not the top of. I mean, look at that masculine toxicity.
Top of the food chain.
That is top of the food chain. That's the Medallion Shark. Kyle Sarabin, thank you so much.
Draft politicians for World War III, like Lindsey Graham and Ben Shapiro. Let's send them to the front lines. You can get this shirt and other incredible designs at theAlexJonesStore.com, which also funds the new network, the Alex Jones Network, where you'll find my live feeds, the other great shows, special reports, investigative reports, and more at the new coordinates of liberty, AlexJonesLive.com. And share that URL as well. You are the modern Paul Revere's. And then, of course, download on Android and Apple the free apps so you can watch the show and more and share it at AlexJonesApp.com. Now, I'll see you on the front lines of the InfoWar.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.